Do you look around and wonder why other people are doing life and making it happen, but you aren't? Do you fear becoming homeless or ending up alone and without resources to meet even your most basic needs? Maybe you're someone that feels like resources are already pretty limited, and therefore you view everything as a competition. You feel like you have to work yourself to death because there may not be any future work coming in. If so, then you know exactly what it feels like to live with a scarcity mindset. Living your life from a sense of scarcity can show up in relationships, your career, your financial needs, the constant thought that you don't even have enough time, or that your dreams and goals may never materialize. Scarcity is just that, a mindset. This type of mindset, though, can be one of the most limiting belief sets that a person can adopt because the impacts are so far-reaching into every area of life. Welcome back to Living Beyond Limits. I'm your host, Marcy Langlois. Thank you so much for joining us today. This week, we're going to delve into how your relationship with resources and your deep-seared fears may be creating some of the anxiety that you're experiencing in your life. We will specifically look at how you're holding yourself back, why you actually think this way, and of course, some immediate actions that you can take to overcome scarcity and move into abundance. Growing up, we did not have a lot, not at all. When I was a child, we lived on a farm, but we ended up losing that farm. After losing the farm, we moved way out into the country to a barren 14-acre lot of land. There was no water and no electricity. It previously had been a field that a local farmer used to bale hay every summer for their cattle. The grass was almost as tall as me, literally. My father dragged our mobile home out into the middle of the field, and this was our new home. It wasn't ideal, of course, but it's what we had. We spent every waking hour we had on cultivating the land and making this a home. Eventually, we did put in a well and got utilities, and we poured a cement slab so that we could put the trailer on it. Up until then, though, it was a lot like camping, honestly. We would haul water from my grandmother's house in 50-gallon drums in the back of my father's truck. We'd use that water to brush our teeth and flush the toilet. While I have to admit, this built an incredible sense of work ethic and grit, it didn't do a whole lot for my sense of safety and security. In the midst of growing up in these conditions, I never questioned it, though. This was normal for my family, and so I just rolled with it. But later in life, I can truly see how this deeply affected me. I worked myself to the extreme, always afraid that there wouldn't be enough business and that any moment what I had created previously would all go away. I often felt like I was just one step away from being unhoused or without utilities. It became clear to me that the childhood conditions had set me up for a mind of lack and scarcity. This scarcity mindset is a real thing. And I know so many people that grew up having a lot more resources, but still have that same mindset that I did. It's part of the human condition to wonder and be concerned about our security. But when we go overboard with it, it can wreak so much havoc in our lives. Here are some ways you might be able to relate to and see how this is currently holding you back. First, when you wake up in a place of fear and doubt rather than trust, it's a sign. Now, it's so important that you hear what a big deal this is. If this is how literally you wake up, then you limit yourself before you even get started for the day. I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling fear, I'll naturally just shut down and close myself off. But here's the thing. There's nothing in your environment that's indicating at the present moment that fear and doubt are even necessary, right? So think about that. Nothing's happening, but you're thinking this way. So now you've started your day completely shut down and expecting the worst without any sort of evidence at all that you need to, other than the old conditioning in your mind. Obviously, if your base start for the day is fear and doubt, then naturally trust is not going to be on your radar. You likely spend the day thinking about how everything may go wrong or just simply not work out in your favor at all, or that you may lose everything. Essentially, you've let your mind take over and it is running wild with old beliefs and experiences rather than based on your current reality. 2, you live small. Like, You never even test the waters. You just don't believe that anything good can come from it. You fully believe that you have to keep things just status quo to keep yourself safe, because one wrong move and you'll lose it all. Even when things make good sense, you still aren't willing to move just outside your bubble because it just makes you feel a sense of overwhelm. You stay in a relationship that you know is toxic because what if you never find love? I thought for the longest time that I had to stay in the service industry because the story I told myself is I can never find another job that I could make that much money without having a degree. I hated every shift that I worked and every day just felt like a grind. I was so intimidated to just step out, apply for another job because I was sure that I wouldn't get it. And I also was pretty convinced that if I did, I convinced myself that it would not work out. The risk seemed insurmountable to me at the time, and I kept myself stuck right where I was. Number three, scarcity and lack mindset create barriers for you that aren't really even there. The key here is the word mindset, because you think and believe that you could end up homeless without anything and alone, then you let that fear rule every decision that you make in your life. The loop thinking that you get stuck in just seems to always be the worst case scenario. You never imagine, right, that you're going to be on the beach and living your best life. It's always doom and gloom in there, right? You play that tape over and over until you become paralyzed by the thoughts. That fear alone, though, is what keeps you stuck from branching out and living big. So if you're like me, then you're probably wondering, why do I think like this? Well, if you grew up and you didn't have a lot of resources, that definitely can contribute to feeling like there isn't enough now or that you'll lose what you do have. But what if you had enough resources, but you still find yourself stuck in the looped thinking of there just simply isn't enough of anything? My question to you is, what do you spend your time thinking about? Are you optimistic or pessimistic? Lots of times it's so easy to get caught up in the fear of all the ways that things won't or didn't work out and how you're not going to be okay. Literally, the way that you think about life and how you see it impacts whether or not you get stuck in that lack mindset. I totally get this because I did it. I let the way that I grew up determine how I was going to live my life. There was never enough of anything, not enough time, not enough business, not enough money, not enough love, not enough food. There was never enough. I always reverted back to, I'm going to be living on the streets and have nothing, regardless of what I actually did have. Friends, this nearly killed me, literally. I lived in a constant state of lack and was always trying to make more money, find more time, or just try to find the right combination of all the things. Here's what I learned. To overcome this way of thinking, I had to implement a new strategy: gratitude and contentment. I started practicing gratitude for what I did have. Even bigger was being content in this moment, feeling like everything that I needed was here, not just for me though, but for everyone that I knew and loved. Adopting a mindset that there is always abundance and more than enough changed my entire life. Mindset isn't the only reason that you can get stuck there, though. Of course, right? The human condition of worrying, concern, and thoughts of the future can definitely be a major contributing factor. Our minds left unattended can lead into wondering about all of the unknowns. If you struggle with feeling safe and secure, you certainly can end up getting pulled into thoughts about whether or not you'll be okay and have enough resources to take care of yourself and those you love. Of course, that'll be on the top of your mind, right? Because you're out in the future. As we all know, the more fixated we become on the future, the greater the sense of unease around our security can become. That's why gratitude and contentment are two profound tools that you can use immediately to bring yourself back to this present moment in abundance. I hope that you have found this episode to be helpful or insightful in some way. If so, share it with your community of friends and family. I would love it if you would follow me on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram in between episodes so you can catch some tidbits. I look forward to connecting with you next Thursday, and until then, have a wonderful week.